Hey, want to get the best deals possible on preparedness items locally and online? Check out the American Preppers Network Buyers Club membership, APN Gold. APN Gold members get exclusive benefits, including access to discounts and specials to the best preparedness stores on the web. Save big by getting APN Gold today, online at apngold.com or dial 1234-JOIN-APN. That's 1234-JOIN-APN or apngold.com.
Old Dr. Bones here, and I want to know that you're prepared to deal with injuries and illness in any disaster scenario. What would you do if modern medicine was no longer available? The second edition of the Survival Medicine Handbook is over 550 pages of how-to advice for the non-medical professional. Don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have a whole line of medical kits, suture stapling materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check us out at doomandbloom.net.
I'm Sissy Bob, half of the Hillbilly Prepper Gals, and welcome back to the Crooked Path to Preparedness. I want to remind everyone that if you mention the video hint before I do, you win your choice of a goat turd slingshot or a book. And remember, the goat turd slingshot can come with or without ammo, and ammo is now available in two sizes thanks to the new additions on the homestead. And before we get into the show tonight, we have a lot to discuss. We're going to have another word from our sponsors.
Lee Stack here for Powerful Products, your source for ready-made, easy-to-prepare, long-term food storage. Stock your shelves with the best of both worlds, food you eat every day and food for the unexpected emergencies. For your emergency and 72-hour food storage, visit PowerfulProducts.com. For your 3-month, 6-month, or year supply of food storage, visit PowerfulProducts.com. And now, with an affordable pay-as-you-go monthly food storage program, visit PowerfulProducts.com. Powerful Products. Power your life.
This program brought to you in part by HeirloomSeedBanks.com, your one-stop destination for non-hybrid heirloom seeds. Heirloom Seed Banks has created a non-genetically modified high-germination seed bank comprised of 33 heirloom varieties packed for space-saving long-term storage. HeirloomSeedBanks.com provides a renewable food resource that can produce high-protein, nutrient-rich fruits and vegetables during any survival scenario. Non-hybrid seeds will have monetary value rivaling gold and silver during an economic collapse. Protect your friends and family today. Order your non-hybrid heirloom seed bank at heirloomseedbanks.com. Are you tired of preserving one jar at a time, buying oxygen absorbers, Mylar bags, and baking dry foods to seal them? Get a vacuum canner. Seal 7-quart jars of dry food in 2.5 minutes. Preserve for years without using heat in a virtual vacuum using recyclable jars. No oxygen, moisture, bugs, or rodents. Vacuum canner works great for all dry foods. Vacuum canner comes complete. Preserve all your dry foods quickly and safely. Visit us at vacucanner.com or call us at 479-997-5583 and check out our fall special.
Prepping on the cheap. You know, not too many people have so much money that they can just run out and buy everything that they need to be prepared for tomorrow's disasters. Most people are normal, everyday, overall wearing, average income earning people that have to make it on a budget and try to prepare for the future at the same time. In fact, I don't even know a single person that has enough money to buy or build a bunker like they show on them TV shows. So we're going to talk about how to prep for low-budget people like me, pickleball. Have to prepare for what's coming. It's not just buying in bulk. It's a little of a lot of things and a lot of little things. So make sure and join in on this conversation because we would love to hear about what you do to prep on the cheap. I'm going to be throwing some of my ideas at you, and I'm hoping that you're going to call in and throw your ideas back at me. We're going to be talking about the P's of prepping, and that's P apostrophe S, not the PPs like Mary Prepper was talking about a couple shows ago. So planning, practicality, persistence, and paying attention. But real quick, before we get in depth in this, we got to do just a little bit more business before we get started. If you're listening in on Blog Talk or other websites, go to PrepperBroadcasting.com where you can listen in on Player 2 and join in on our own interactive chat room. American Preppers Radio is now bringing you 12 live shows 7 days a week. Be sure to check it out, the show schedules, at PrepperBroadcasting.com for your favorite hosts, days, and times of the show. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central, The Lost Art of Prepping. They'll be discussing this is real, not a fairy tale. There are some who think that it is a click or a fad. This lifestyle is a great way to become frugal and more thrifty and self-reliant. But there are some that they think this is never going to happen. It is time to get your mindset on knowing the SHTF could be right around the corner. This episode and show is about to be realistic and straightforward. If you are one of those that live in a fairy tale, you might not like this show on this date. There is no more being complacent or having a hobby. It is time to wake up, and this show rant will be the way to hopefully wake up the ones that are in this category. That sounds like that is going to be a great show, folks, so don't miss it. And don't forget to subscribe for occasional updates on special shows or events. The subscribe button is on the homepage at PrepperBroadcasting.com next to the chat room. And if you want to call in and talk to me, Sissy Bob, or to anybody out there just to give us some ideas and share them, the number is 347-202-0228. Now, let's get back to talking about our four P's of prepping. Anything you do with prepping to meet the four P's. Is it part of the plan? Do you have a prepping plan? Do you know what you need? Have you thought it through and written it down? If it's possible, and I know it's not possible for everybody, but if it is possible, don't do the planning part by yourself. It is always better if you talk it out and bounce ideas off of someone. Sometimes I think something is a need or a good idea, and then after verbalizing it to Paul, it doesn't sound like such a good idea after all. Other times, it's just the opposite. I will think we don't need something, and Paul can convince me that we really do need it. So what are the main things that most preppers need? Well, yeah, food. But where will you put all that food? How will you store it? Well, shelves are a good start, you're right. Buckets are always good. We love buckets. You can store all kinds of stuff in buckets, food, matches, homemade laundry soap. You can get these buckets free from the grocery store, delis, or, as Arkansas Prepper informed me, from restaurants. There are lots of preppers out there that have some great ideas on food storage. You can store under your bed. Well, you can if you don't have the dogs like Bear Prepper has that will gnaw your jar lids off. Remember that one, Bear? So why are we talking about food storage as part of prepping on the cheap? Well, where are you going to put all that stuff you're going to get, and you're going to have to store it? You have to store it and know where it is so that it won't go bad before you get to use it. In other words, if you store, you must rotate. You know, like Sissy is always talking about, first in, first out, and that don't mean first in the grocery store. So plan for your storage. Plan for people that you will have in your family or your group. That's another thing you got to plan for. Plan for charity. Think ahead now for what their needs might be in the future. We keep a list. Yes, I mentioned buckets. Genius and X, I was talking about me mentioning buckets again. Yes, buckets all the time, buckets. We love buckets. But now we're still talking about storage now that you mention it. So we will keep a list of needs and wants. The needs are always purchased first and then the wants. So you stored a lot of wheat berries, then you need a grinder. A fancy grinder might be a want, but a functional grinder is a need. So that goes on the list of needs. How are you going to buy that grinder? Well, you could start by setting money aside every payday. It doesn't matter how little it is. Every bit is going to be something, okay? So set something back. Then when you find that great deal on the one you might actually have enough. And if you don't have quite enough put back, you might have just enough that you're still able to swing it out of pocket. And speaking of swinging it, don't swing out that credit card unless you can pay off the full balance of your purchase before the end of the billing cycle or the grace period. If you are paying interest, then you're not saving what you think you're saving. And Patsy Ann said, charity is always in style. You got that right. Charity never goes out of style. Planning is not only planning for prepping needs, but planning ahead for everything. Because everything that you do affects how you can prep. You know, more money goes flying out the door for Christmas and birthdays than any other time of year. Now, I'm not saying don't be buying no, birthday presents and Christmas presents. Don't everybody get upset at me because that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I know those are special times of the year, but are they unexpected? No, they're not unexpected. You know all dang year that birthdays and Christmas is coming. So why not plan ahead and start purchasing when it's on sale, when you find it new at a flea market or any other way you can find things really cheap? And I'm not saying buy cheap quality, but cheap, as in inexpensive. I never shopped for my kids when everyone else was out shopping for the holidays. I was at home enjoying time with my family, knowing that all their stuff for Christmas and birthdays had been accumulated throughout the year, and all I had to do was just wrap it. Plan for it, then you'll be prepared for it, okay? You know it's coming, or you know you need it, then be aware of it and plan for it. The more money you don't have to throw away, the more money you will be able to put towards your prep, which is like investing in your retirement. Because, hey, if nothing would happen from here until the day I die, I'll have lots of food that I won't have to go grocery shopping until probably the day that I die. So, anyway, or I'm going to say retire, not die, okay, because I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, folks. So, that's one of these. Air prepper, you're right. Yep, sissy. Now, the next P, practicality. We all like to have things and have fun and such, but when it comes to prepping, you have to be quite a bit practical. Well, for the prepping on the cheap, you do anyway. Practicality is, do you really need that Mall Ninja rifle with all the bells and whistles on it so that you can barely lift it, much less aim it, with all that crap on it? Or would a nice AR-15 or AK-47 with a simple, reliable scope and a red dot do the trick for you? So, do you need Zombie Max ammo, or will good old Federal do the trick for you? Sure, the Zombie Max ammo is really cool. It's really cool looking, and that nice green tip on it is really cool, and the box is awesome, you know. It says all zombie and stuff and everything, but it's still just ammo, and you're paying for the marketing. So another prep for people to think about, for people that use fireplaces or wood stoves, or a lot of people have wood just in case they'd have to cook outside or something, is firewood. Firewood, for a lot of people, is a matter of planning and practicality. You know you're going to need it, so you better plan to get it, and you need to be practical about it, not spend a fortune to do it. I plan ahead each year for the next year by collecting my wood for free from people in town. Each year, several times a year, the people in town trim their trees and put the cut wood no more than 3 foot in length most of the time, because that's what the city requires for them to do, and they put it on the curb. And they wait for the city to pick it up and send them a big old hefty bill. Usually, it can run up, one person told me, several hundred dollars. I drive around in my car, which is cheap to drive, when I'm on the way to the grocery store, down the side streets and et cetera. And if I see there is wood stacked up, I stop and I ask them, can I haul it off for them? Sometimes they even ask me how much I'll charge. I tell them I'll do it for free of charge, and they are happy to let me have all the wood. I then arrange to come back in my truck and pick up all that wood. I even take the small stuff, because they remember me as the person that took all the wood so that they didn't have to pay anything. I let the wood sit for a time when I get it home and let it age, and then as a family, we get the wood the way that we need it, cut to the size. I usually cut, Paul splits, and Jonathan Bob stacks it. I know other people get free pallets and stuff like that that they use for emergency wood. If you plan and think practically, you can be prepared. So if anyone wants to call in and talk or ask a question, the number is 347-202-0228. Don't forget that you have to press 1 if you want to talk to the host, and that would be me. So I'm going to put a reminder out there one more time. It's going to be your last chance to call in with tonight's hint, shout out, and I'm going to do a little business, and then I'll come back and announce it. If you are listening on Blog Talk or other websites, go to PrepperBroadcasting.com, where you can listen in on Player 2 and join in on our own fun and interactive chat room. American Preppers Radio is now bringing you 12 live shows 7 days a week, so be sure to check out the show schedule at PrepperBroadcasting.com for your favorite host, days, and times of the show. Again, if you have a question or you just want to share something with everybody out there, you can call in and share it with us at 347-202-0228. Don't forget that you have to press 1. So now, back to the video hint, the hint video shout-out. The YouTube channel shout-out this week is I'm Still Working. Check out her channel. She does some really great videos about everything from canning to budget prepping and more. I'm Still Working. All one word. Check out her channel and sub her if you like her. Okay? Yeah, she is Great Bear Prepper. And now we're going to move on. We're going to talk about using Craigslist to prep. Now, here again, you have to use some practicality along with patience or persistence. So we'll call it persistence since that was one of the P's for this method of getting stuff that you need. Craigslist can be a great resource, but you have to be patient and keep looking until you come across what you need. I have a little routine every morning while the coffee is brewing, and before everyone else is up except me and Little Burr, who's a big old burr now, are up, I check Craigslist for the things that are on our list. I do this every day because any good deal will go fast. and they're often gone before noon. So you got to be one of those people that gets up and checks early. Or I guess you could be one of those people that goes really, really late at night. Nature's Magic said, Free Cycle is wonderful. You are right. Free Cycle is another wonderful place to get a lot of what is one person's trash is another person's treasure. And sometimes people, it's not trash. It's excellent, really good quality stuff that people just want to be rid of because they're downsizing, they're changing decor, or whatever. And we have Prepper Chicky in the queue. Hello, Prepper Chicky?
Hi, Sissy Bob. How are you?
Good. How are you, Prepper Chicky?
Good. I was calling in with the I'm still working hint.
Okay. I'm going to say that you want a book.
Ooh, really?
Yes. And what I'll do is I'll message you a list of the choices, and then you can tell me which one that you want, unless you want another Goat Turd slingshot.
No, I'm not very good at that. I've been practicing, though.
Well, you know why? It's because you ain't got no goat turds with it. But, no, that's okay.
I know.
I've got four really good books, so I'll send you a list of what they are. And like I said, then you can pick which one that you like.
Aw, that is really nice. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And while we have you, what is your great prepping on the cheap trick?
Well, I forgot to talk about this last time I was on, about asking people for things. I put up a sign in my business that says, if anybody has canning jars they're not using, I'll take them, or I'll barter, which you can't really say that out loud, but, so I've had a lot of people bringing me canning jars that their wife has passed away or they just don't can anymore. I've gotten almost 100 canning jars that way in the last month or two.
Oh, my gosh, that is awesome. I never thought to do that. I did see your video, though, and I didn't know exactly how you'd put up the sign like that and stuff, but that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, just begging for stuff. I mean, I'll pay them for them, but most of them say no. Just take them or not use them.
You know, and how else are they going to know you need them if you don't? Do like you did, put up a sign and let them know, right?
Right. I also put up a sign for a bow, a crossbow, that nobody's using if they want to get rid of it. So I'm still waiting on that one.
That's what I need to do, too, because I really want one of them.
Yeah.
And, excellent.
Yeah, people are really nice that way. I was surprised how many jars I got. And also, my husband gets big crates at work that engines come in, and so I used all those for my raised bed gardens. They're just a square piece of wood, and we put it on the ground, filled it up with water. I mean, dirt, not water. I say water. But,
cool.
Yeah, that's what I made all my garden beds out of. So,
how deep are they?
How many? About 5 inches.
Wow, that's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah,
hey,
some of them are a little deeper.
Can you hang up? Stay on the line with us, okay? Don't go anywhere. We got Bear Prepper in the queue, and I'm going to bring her on too, okay?
Okay.
Bear,
hey,
are you there?
Sissy Bob and Chicker, how are you both doing this evening?
Good. How are you, Bear?
Wonderful.
I'm good. Well, it's like some great information going on here tonight.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. What is that Free Cycle you're talking about? Is that a website?
Yeah, that is a website. And it was actually Nature's Magic that mentioned it. I think it's www.freecycle. I think it's actually a .org, but I bet you anything Nature's Magic will put it in the chat room for you.
Okay.
Nice.
But I think
Craigslist.
You, like, sign up for that one. Barry, you said you use Craigslist?
Yeah, I got some great deals on Craigslist. And, you know, you got to kind of look for all the different things that you want. You know, I got my beautiful stove, and it happened to be brand spanking new, sitting in some hardware store that went out of business.
Wow.
So, yeah, you can find some great deals, and I got an amazing price, and the guy was just so nice.
Wow, that is amazing. I mean, you know, that's the thing is, I like Craigslist because, you know, every day it's like a whole different store. And you don't even have to leave your house to go to it, you know. I mean, just to check what they got anyway, right?
Yeah, it's just remembering to go there and look. That's the hard part for most of us, I think. Right, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
You think?
I forget about that all the time.
Well,
you got to be
quick. Yeah, that's why I made it, you know, like I said, I'll turn on the coffee pot. And then I go over, I turn on the computer, and I get on Craigslist, and that's the first thing I do pretty much every morning. So, and I just make it part of the routine because what I found out is a couple times, you know, it's like I'd see something that had only been up there for maybe an hour or two, and bam, you know, you text them, and it's gone. Because if it's anything that's really good, you know, everybody's wanting it. So, you know, like I said, it'd go pretty quick.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I also got those 30-year-old buckets. I got all those cans and buckets from another Craigslist person.
Oh, really?
And it was nice to be able to do a review to see, are they still good after 30 years?
Yeah, I saw that one. That was pretty cool. But you said the only thing that really wasn't viable was the seeds, right? I think some of the seeds.
Yeah, some of the rice kind of got a little dingy, and the potatoes got a little dingy, but they still tasted fine. But not a single seed germinated, and they were, I think they were like 22 years old.
Wow.
Do you remember,
that's
Chicker?
If,
was it about 22 years old?
Oh, yeah, the seeds?
Yeah.
I didn't remember that you got that on Craigslist, though. That's cool.
Yeah, I got all of that, and, well, he decided after talking to me about them, he wanted to keep some of the cans, and so he gave me six cans of seeds in replacement.
Wow.
they weren't any good.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I created another prepper, what can I say?
That's
awesome. Yeah.
Well, that's all I wanted to talk about, so... Have a great evening, and I'm going to go back and listen in the chat.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, Bear.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, Bear.
Bye, Chicker.
Bye. And, Chicker, you're welcome to hang out and stay with me, or if I got you on the spot, you can hang up if you want to. I don't want you to feel like I'm holding you hostage here, but I'm going to move on down, and anytime you want to comment, you can hop right in if you want.
Okay, that's fine. I'll stay here.
All right. Oh, okay, cool. I always like having you around. All right, so like I said, I get on first thing in the morning when coffee's brewing, and I check Craigslist because you got to get on there early to check and make your contact at the first reasonable hour. I don't ever text people at 6 o'clock in the morning because just because I'm up, I know some people might not be up. And they don't necessarily have to check their, you know, phones or anything, but some people, like me, use their phones also as their alarm clock. So if they get a text, it's liable to wake them up because my brother texts me from Italy all the time and wakes me up. So just remember, be reasonable about the time because you don't want the person to already be in a bad mood when you contact them. So, you know, when I got that deal, you know, I Sissy and I did the Craigslist prepping video, and we were talking about the propane tanks. I saw that like 6 a.m., and I contacted him like just before 8 a.m., thinking, you know, that most people would have to be up for work, so he should be up. And they were still available, lucky 2 hours later, because at $4 for 10 tanks, you know, that was one of those finds that was almost unheard of, and first I thought it's got to be a prank. So, but he agreed to meet me at the park right after school, and, you know, it was a good, solid deal. And, again, you got to use common sense with Craigslist. I know I probably don't have to say this to most of y'all or to any of y'all, I would bet, but I'm just going to say it as a disclaimer. You don't know who you're going to meet. So do it in the daylight. I would never do it not armed, but that's just me. I'm licensed to conceal. So, and do it, you know, in a public place. Or if you have to do it in the evening, meet up with someone to make a trade or a payoff. Not a payoff, you know what I mean, pay for an item. Yeah, that sounded kind of funny for your payoff. Then, you know, do it again in a public place, even if it has to be in the evening, and do it, like, inside of a store, because in the little town right next to us, and I do mean it's a little town, their population is, well, not, I guess, that little compared to some people's, but it's under 25,000, the town that's up next to us, and a guy had contacted someone to make a deal on something off of Craigslist, and he met him at the movie theater parking lot in town. And, you know, you would think that'd be safe, but it was in the parking lot at night, and the person that met, it was an older gentleman, and he was going to, he was selling some silver or something, I think it was, and the guy shot him in the parking lot right there. And, you know, it's kind of like, what? Not here. You know, just don't hear about that stuff. But, yeah, it happens even, you know, even in your area. It just doesn't
wow.
seem like it. So, yeah, I mean, that was a real shocker because, like I said, I do a lot of, you know, Craigslist purchasing and stuff, but I've always been very careful, and I very rarely go alone. And if I do, it has to be in a very, very open public place with lots of people there. So, just keep that in mind. End the disclaimer, and we're go ahead and move on away from the disclaimer now. But if you have a list, go buy your list because you know we can get kind of happy on Craigslist. Sometimes I see all kinds of stuff and be like, oh, I think I need one of those. It wasn't on my list, but you know that sure sounds cool. So you know, go buy your list or your plan, whatever it is that you have. And you need to know before you start looking on Craigslist what is the most you're willing to pay. Because a lot of, well, I mean, I don't know if Craigslist looks the same all over the place as it does when I look at it. But, you know, sometimes they'll be like wanting to trade for or whatever. And so you need to know what is the most that you're willing to pay for an item before you start looking. Because you don't want to kind of get sucked up into it, oh, there it is, and I need to have it, and, you know, type of thing. So, you know, you have to be practical. When I started looking for dog crates, and it's not that I have that many dogs, but I need that many crates, but they're part of the evacuation plans for the goats since we have little miniatures, and... Since we had five little miniatures added to our homestead in a sudden, you know, one sudden time, well, not sudden, we knew they were coming, but, you know, that was five additions, and so I needed more crates, basically. Not that I intended to keep all five of them, but my thought was, what if something happened between now and whenever, and I didn't have a way to put up all the babies? So I started looking on Craigslist, and the day after I first started looking, I saw some extra large crates listed for $50 to $90, and I thought, nope, not going to do it because my threshold I had already set for $40, okay? And so sure enough, just this past Saturday, I held out until this Saturday, I looked on Craigslist at 6 a.m. again, and there was a person willing to barter two extra large crates. They were looking for smaller battery-powered tools, because they were doing like an interior remodel thing. And so I had a little, it's called a Black & Decker, like a little handy saw. It looks like a little, I guess it looks like a little reciprocating saw that someone stuck in the dryer and left in too long because it's that small. And I had a charger, and I contacted him at about 7:30 in the morning and told him that, you know, I would like to see if he'd be willing to trade my little handy saw for the two crates. And he agreed to meet me that afternoon to take a look at the saw, and we could check out the crate. And it turned out that it worked out. He needed, the saw was perfect. He was looking for something to just cut interior trim with. And, you know, the saw I had, like I said, I didn't use it because it was pretty much too small for anything that I needed for it. And it had been given to me by someone that had actually bought it because they thought they'd be able to cut trees with this little thing. So when it didn't work the way they thought, they, you know, asked me to take it to get it off of their hands, and I took it and told them that I probably would be trading it for something that I needed, and they said they really didn't care. They just wanted to be rid of it. So Micah said his wife uses the dog crate when he gets out of line. Ooh, well, I could probably fit Paul in one, too, now that you mentioned that. But that's really not what I use the dog crates for. So, but anyway, so I had an item that was given to me free that I didn't need, and I traded it off for something that I did need. And they were two really nice dog crates. Actually, I've got a video that will be going up soon on it. So, again, you know, even if you have something, look around your house. See what you don't need. If you have something, I'm not saying just, you know, start cleaning out your kids' room, taking their PS3 and putting it on Craigslist or nothing. But, you know, if you have something that you just don't need, then, you know, go ahead. Put it on Craigslist. See if someone's willing to barter it for something that, you know, you do need. And put an ad up on Craigslist. You know, like Chicker, like you said, you put the sign up on in your place where you work. A lot of people do that on Craigslist, too. You know, want to buy, want to trade, want to barter, you know. So that's a pretty good idea, too. So anyway.
Yeah, great. Of going on in the morning with your coffee instead of going on YouTube. I'll have to do that.
Oh, well, I admit, you know, I got, you know, multiple screens up there doing that. So I can creep Craigslist and check YouTube. But, so, you know, anyway, it's just ideas, and I'm seeing, I hope a lot of people are looking at the chat room, too, because there's a lot of good ideas flying around in the chat room, too. So, but the key is, anytime you're using anything like Freecycle, Craigslist, you know, you have to be patient. I held on to that saw while I was thinking, you know, thinking that someone would need it eventually. And by holding out instead of paying $50 for a crate that, you know, and I kept thinking, well, what if I didn't pay that $50 and something happened and we had to evacuate? I had a backup plan. You know, we had another means that we were looking at that we could have put all the animals in, but it would not have been optimal. So that was the reason why I could, you know, hold out a little more. So, again, it's going to depend on your needs, okay? So, again, if anyone has any questions or just wants to share any of their ideas, you can call in at 347-202-0228. And, Chicker, you got any more ideas there?
No, I was looking up that freecycle.org. That's pretty nice.
Is it pretty cool? I haven't, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I hadn't actually been over there for a while. I get so, you know, caught up in my little routine. Sometimes that can be a little, you know, narrow, you know, glasses on there too. So I love to see all the ideas that, you know, people have. So we're going to move on to the next topic, you know, and that is getting silver and brass. Everyone tells us that we need to have silver when the fiat money becomes more worthless than it is. That's kind of an oxymoron because more worthless, can something become more of less? According with money, I guess it can with the paper money. So, you know, we're also being told we need to have brass. So where do you get the money to do all this? It's like you're being told you need this and you're being told you need that. And, you know, so who has the money to just run out there and buy the silver and brass? Well, there are a couple of ways that you can do it with what you have. And one of them is changing your change. And what I mean by that is collect all that worthless coinage and turn it into something valuable. Turn it into silver or brass. Yep, you know the type of brass I mean. I'm talking about ammo. And Micah said empty shell casings. Yes, that works too. Because then I'll just reload them. So turn it into silver or brass, you know. And when I say brass, again, I'm talking about ammo, you know, and it can be empty brass for me because I can reload it if I've got the powder. But for other people, usually empty shell casings might not be that good, but, you know, real ammo will do the trick. So the key is we don't spin change. It works perfectly for Jonathan Bob because one of his little quirks, I guess you could call it, is he cannot stand to touch change. He doesn't like it. So he always asks me to take it all, and we throw it into the popcorn bucket. And Paul comes home every day and dumps his change into the popcorn bucket. So in that big old popcorn tin. And then about every month or so, there's more than enough change to buy usually an ounce of silver or several boxes of ammo. So, I mean, that, and that's with money that you just usually don't even think about. You spend it on a soda, you know, you spend it on all kinds of stuff that, well, you know, just kind of goes without thinking twice. So now your ammo doesn't have to be brass, but, you know, I prefer it because I can reload it, because you can always buy the steel ammo if your gun can take it. You know, that's, again, you have to kind of know what your gun can use. So that change you got right now ain't worth the face value written on it, but if you trade it for silver, it'll always be worth something. It might not be worth, you know, every day the spot price of silver changes. You know, we all know how that goes. And so, you know, if you have silver in your hands, and I'm not saying to dump all your retirement in silver or anything like that. We're saying have a little on hand so that if you need it, you'll have something that's worth something. Also, make sure and check every single dime, quarter, and 50-cent piece that you get your hands on. Check the dates that are before 1965, because before 1965, these coins actually have a silver content, okay? And I know most people out there already know that, again. But, you know, for the new preppers that are out there, that's why we're mentioning some of this stuff, okay? So it's getting harder to find the pre-1965 coins because more people are starting to check it and pull it before they turn their coins into the bank. So the last thing is pay attention. That's the last P, is pay attention. It's in the details that money is lost or saved. So pay attention to everything and be aware. Be aware of all the sales tags. And I know, you know, a lot of, you know, I don't need to preach to the choir to Prepper Chicky because she, you know, she knows the coupons and all that. But, you know, coupons in conjunction with sales are always a really, really great thing. So I'm not going to get a hold of, you know, all into the coupons because Prepper Chicky is promised to come back for another show, and we're going to do some more about, you know, the couponing and saving money in that way. But we're just talking about knowing your stores, your sales tags, know your coupons, and know your prices. That's the big thing. In order to know if you're saving money, one, you have to know the prices from one store to the next, and two, I mean, this even goes back to Craigslist. You have to know what it's worth before you go to buy it. Okay, so know your prices. It may be on sale, but make sure that that on sale price, even with the coupon or whatever, that your price is a good deal, okay? Because sometimes it can be on sale and with a coupon, but if that store has higher prices than another store, it might not be a great store, you know, a great deal. So, you know, another thing is to know your clearance tags, okay? Know when you scan those shelves that you can immediately tell a clearance tag. I know that in the store that I shop, most of the sales tags are yellow, and they may be very small. Sometimes they put them, like, just on the very square front of the – it looks like a price tag, but it's on the shelf. And so you have to really kind of know what you're looking for, okay? And also know the clearance tags. I know the clearance tags in the store that I shop the most are orange. And also, they're usually, the clearance stuff is usually on a whole separate shelf, but occasionally they'll just leave it on the shelf where it is for some reason. I'm not sure why they do this. Someone just got lazy, or that's just, you know, they figure someone will walk down and see it. I don't know. But I scan every aisle, and I know they tell you not to go down those center aisles because that's where all the bad food is, and, you know, that you'll end up buying stuff that you don't need. And if you're one of those impulsive people, this might not work for you, okay? You have to be a persistent person that's patient, okay, if you're going to do this route, because I go down every single aisle so that I can scan for any sales tags and any clearance tags, okay? And I buy what's on my list unless it's something that is so completely inexpensive and usable that I can't just walk by it, okay? And Prepper Chicky told us last week about knowing the store policies, and I'd never thought to do that before, but I actually went and print out the store policies for the two stores where I go shopping, and it actually helped me yesterday. I was doing my shopping and scanning the aisles when I found some Ready Soup, and it's like a, I think some of y'all probably know what it is, this Ready Soup, it's like in a Tetra box, and you don't add water to it, you just pour it in and warm it up, I guess. I've never tasted it. I've never actually had it. But when I was doing my shopping, I noticed that it had a coupon on it for a dollar off. And the regular price was $1.89 per box with the coupon. It would have made it 89 cents. But, you know, again, I don't really buy soup, so I thought, well, I can pass that up for, you know, 89 cents because I don't eat store-bought soup. But then I spotted the yellow tag on the shelf, and I noticed that the chicken noodle Ready Soup was on sale for a dollar. And I thought, well, okay, if it's on sale for a dollar and I use a dollar coupon, that means it cost me nothing. Now, that's a price I just couldn't walk by because I thought, if I can't find anybody in the house, people, and it's perfectly good soup. It's not like it was, you know, some brand that people wouldn't, you know, eat or something. It was, you know, like I said, normally $1.89. So it was, you know, again, nothing is a price that's just too good to pass up. So I went ahead and took six of them, six coupons, and I knew I was probably going to have a problem with the cashier at this. So I was prepared. I had my store policies, and I had, you know, everything that I needed, and I was prepared to be persistent on it. So sure enough, I got up to the register, and it rang up. The soup rang up for $1.89. And I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Sales tag said on the shelf said that the chicken noodle, and only the chicken noodle one, was a dollar. She said, well, but that would make them free with the coupon. And I said, yes, that would be right. She said, well, you can't do that. And I said, well, I think you better get the manager because there's nothing on this coupon that says I can't use it on the chicken noodle, and there's nothing on the sales tag that says, you know, it's expired or anything else. So she went and got the manager, and the manager, you know, he knows me because I usually have so many reduced clearance items that he has to come to the register and do an override on the register to make sure that, you know, they're like, not skimping or something, I guess. So after so many times that they reduce the price of an item, then the manager has to come over. So he knows me, and he's very nice. And, you know, a lot of times he even thanks me, you know, for noticing when they do some things that, you know, that aren't right in the store. So, again, he knows me. And I showed him the sales tag. I took him to the aisle, and I showed him the sales tag. And I said, there's no expiration date on it. And he said, you know, you're right. He said that the staff was supposed to have removed that tag before they put the dollar coupon hung them up. And that was last week's sale, but because there wasn't an expiration on the sales tag, that they had to give it to me. And so we went back up to the front, and the cashier actually kind of grumbled, and she was a new girl because usually the cashier that I go to, she's not a problem. But this girl, she was grumbling like, well, I don't see how you can do that because, you know, using a dollar coupon is a dollar. And I'm like, look, is this coming out of your pocket? And the manager
Right. Actually, yeah, exactly.
But the manager, he was like, well, thank you. You know, I really appreciate that you noticed this, he said, because that way we can pull the tag because the staff should have already done it. He said it was our error. And, he, you know, they understand that. And it's no different than they have a policy that if you find anything on their shelves that's expired, then they will give you one that is not expired of that same thing free. And there's, for some reason, in the organic cracker aisle, I don't know what it is, but there's always one that is expired. And so I find it, and he always thanks me and gives me my free box. But I thought, okay, after that many times, the person that stocks those shouldn't be working there anymore. Not that I'm trying to put someone out of a job, but, you know, again, it's not me losing the company money, and we're not trying to, you know. Oh,
yeah.
Bear Prepper said it's free at H-E-B, too. Yeah, that's exactly where I'm talking about, Bear. So this is exactly where the incident happened. So, like I said, they're very nice, and I very seldomly have a problem. The cashiers are really great all the time. They know I have my coupons, and they know I have usually a basket full of clearance items, too, because that's how I stock up. And so the key is to know your store, know the people, and be friendly. You know, you don't want them to dread seeing you when you come in the store. And like I said, most of the people there, they know me. And even though they know I love my sales, a lot of them go, you know, wow, that's great that you know how to save that kind of money, you know, and stuff like that. So, again, just greet them and smile. And like Prepper Chicky said last week, let them know that you have coupons of people behind you, so if they want to go to another line, they can.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of people wouldn't have done that like you did. A lot of people would say, okay, I'm sorry, and they wouldn't have got it. They wouldn't have been persistent because they are made to feel like they're doing something wrong by that cashier.
Exactly.
So that's why I say just be persistent.
Exactly, and you were right, because the way she did that, she said, well, you can't do that because then it would be free. Yeah, you're right. But did I do it, or did I just notice it, right? So that's exactly it. So
Yeah. Anyway,
that should sum it up for tonight. And Prepper Chicky, I thank you for hanging on the line with me. That was really great.
Oh, well, thanks for asking.
And so
have a good
we're just
night.
Gonna Oh, you too, and thanks. I hope you pop in any time.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Good night, Prepper Chicky. Well, that should sum it up for tonight. So just remember, prepping on the cheap is planning, practicality, persistence, and paying attention. And Micah said, I hit the Dollar General store on Saturdays, $5 off. You are right. And that $5 will get you a 20-pack of batteries for free. Micah, that is an excellent idea. I'm glad you shared that. So don't forget, next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central, it's Preparing for Life Storm with Bear Prepper. Are you prepared to survive any situation? I'm not. So how do we get to the point in our comfort level of preparedness? Join Full Spectrum Survival November 6th at 8 Central p.m. with Bear Prepper as we learn how to evaluate our environment and prepare our own scenarios to greatly improve our survivability in case things get bad. If you haven't taken a look at their videos, you're missing some great instruction on how to survive. So what's your greatest fear? What could you do to prepare now for that fear? Sounds like that's going to be a great show, and we just love them Full Spectrum Survival Brothers. Just remember, live to laugh, laugh to live. Checking out. Catch you on the other side.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with the Sun Oven. Foods can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in the Sun Oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the USA. They are durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/preppersradio. That's www.sunoven.com/preppersradio.
Today's broadcast has come to you through the courtesy of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. See our hosts, show schedules, archive programs, and more at PrepperBroadcasting.com. Thanks for listening.